This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Ag Connect Expo here in Orlando, Florida, and I am with Guillermo Perez Iturbe. The reason I'm here with you today, you're with Trimble, and this is one of the largest international ag shows in the world, mm-hmm. and the first one ever.
Yes.
So from that international perspective, what kind of product offerings does Trimble have?
Well, I mean, Trimble, whenever we launch some kind of technology, we make it available immediately in the worldwide arena. There are some challenges, of course, because not everybody utilizes a certain color tractor, because we got some local manufactured tractors, local manufactured harvesters, planters, sprayers. So there's a little bit of delay, but not much, in between launching a product here in the U.S. and actually getting the equipment up and running on the local market. It's just a lot of engineering time that we had to put with our partners in each one of the countries to actually make it available in those spaces. Like I said, I mean, whenever Trimble launches something, it's worldwide, so everybody immediately knows about it and knows about the benefits. And also Trimble, it's proud of having very good partners all around the world, very well represented in each one of the countries, with very good partners and professionals that can take care of each one of the customers whenever they decide to go Trimble.
So let's talk a little bit about what was your latest technology that you launched.
Well, we're going to be talking about some products next week, because it's our worldwide dealer meeting. So we're going to be talking and launching several products tomorrow. So you can, next week. So you can come next week and I can tell you about some of them. No, but there are some products like the FMX, which is our latest integration in the portfolio. It's a self-sufficient integrated GPS / rate controller / autopilot and easy steer terminal. It's capable of steering a tractor, control a sprayer, control a planter, and also it can do some 3D land leveling. It has 3D land leveling capabilities, and I mean it's our new platform. Most of the new features that you will see in the foreseeable future, it will be on top of that. And also another thing that it's very important about Trimble in the last couple of months is that Trimble went through a process of acquiring key strategic companies that they got something unique in the Precision Ag technology that was very useful. As an example, it's Entech with the well-known Green Seeker and Weed Seeker. We got Rosson with the Accurate. Those are controllers for variable rate. We got a FarmWorks with a software solution, and also we got TrueCount, which is a company that manufactures air clutches for planting for planter applications to do overlap protection. So Trimble is a company that it's going through a transformation, I would say, that it's trying to close the cycle of the old precision ag space, from planning what you're going to be doing on your field to executing what you're going to be doing, and also the most important part for the farmer is analyzing, did I do it right, did I do it wrong, and if I do it right, how much money did I make. And that it's utilizing most of the hardware of Trimble and also the software part of it with the FarmWorks integration, that we can actually offer pretty much a total solution to any farmer in the world about I did right, I did wrong, and how much I make it. So.
Now, Precision Ag is not, the technology is not that new here in America, mm-hmm. but you know, how is it being accepted in countries like, you know, Latin America, you know, or even in Africa?
Well, and my area of expertise is Latin America and also Spain.
Okay.
I worked in Spain for a couple of years as well. And each country is different. I mean, within Latin America, you might be surprised that Mexico, that it's right here, it may utilize the highest end technology on Precision Ag, but they're not using a simple, very easy light bar to operate. And it's just incredible. But there are certain things on why that it's not utilized broadly, and that it's because of the practices that they may have on farming. Most of it, row crop, very intensive, berries, asparagus, tomatoes, jalapenos, and everything else, that it might not be like a grain production, right, that with very big fields and very big machinery. We're talking about a small 2-acre fields or 3-acre fields or whatever on those niche markets. So those niche markets, they do demand high-end technology, like an autopilot RTK, but they may not need LiDAR. And that's what happened in Mexico. You go to Argentina. Argentina started precision farming about 14 years ago, utilizing LiDARs. Now, Argentina started with the LiDARs. They did great on LiDARs, but it took quite a bit to actually get into the autopilot that Mexico is consuming. So each country is different. It's a there's a lot of variables, I would say, on why purchase Precision Ag, which portion of the Precision Ag, which link of the Precision Ag chain will I get in that makes more sense for the farming practices in each one of the countries. What is more expensive? Is it labor? Is it an input? Is it the diesel? Is the cost of a bigger planter? I mean, there are so many variables, and like I said, I mean, we got the I'm proud of being part of the Trimble family and our resellers, and actually, personally, I was a reseller in Argentina for quite some years as well for Trimble, we're trying to actually teach our dealers, based upon their necessity on their market, what is the best product for them, what's the best product for the farmer, and that takes a lot of hours and a lot of flight time to get there and learn about what each country needs.
So I have to ask you one last question. So this is the first year of the Ag Connect show, and I know it's still fairly early in the show, but so far, how have you found the show?
Well, one of the things that I found unique about Ag Connect, it's the quality of the attendees. Comparing to other shows, I mean, each show is different, of course, and different target people, but one thing that I found is that here, there's a lot of farmers that they're maybe early adopters, key farmers, people that are already utilizing this technology, and they're coming to see what it's new. I mean, you don't see many students or many high schools visiting here, but every single person that went through that line here in the booth, they knew exactly what they were looking for, and they got very high quality questions for us. So, I mean, I would say that it's a show of quality on the attendees.